Hey guys, it's Alfredo.
And this is Brian.
And this is Film Purgatory. So thank you guys so much for joining us this week. This week we're going back to the horror genre. It's been a while. Has it? I don't know.
It's been a fat while.
I'm not fat checking.
I'm fat checking. It's been a fat while.
Okay, shit, nice. All right, I like it. Going back to the horror sci-fi genre. Nice little hybrid here.
With a PH.
Fat Wow. A Quiet Place and The Quiet Place 2. This is the first time you do a double header that is a direct sequel.
Yeah, it's true. So it's kind of like another franchise week.
It's a mini franchise.
Mini franchise.
Mini episode, mini franchise. Nothing mini about this episode, though. Could be.
Plenty of substance. Mm. Good quality here.
Yeah.
Good cast.
Limited cast. Very limited cast.
Movies like this typically require that, you know, that good quality in acting. Because they gotta carry the movie, essentially. So, but we do get that. Mm. We do get that. So, no complaints there.
This movie is directed by John Krasinski. It is directed and starred by John. I know what you're going to say.
Did he write?
I know
is what it
you're
going to say.
Well? He was involved in the writing as well. I'm not going to say anything.
He's another exception.
He gets an exception.
He's
biased.
You're an office simp.
I do enjoy The Office. You know what? It's funny. I did all this research, and for a name like Krasinski, I have no problem saying his name because
it's more complicated spelled out. It's really not hard to say.
Nah,
Krasinski.
Because nah, of The Office. I'm just going to say it's because of The Office.
Nah, it's pretty easy. Krasinski.
John has directed The Hollers, Brief Interviews with Hideous Men.
Okay.
And the first two Quiet Place movies. The director for the third movie.
We're not sure yet.
I guess we don't know.
No confirmation
of anything. But the cast in this one is starring John Krasinski. He's from The Office and Jack Ryan. I don't know if you saw that show on Amazon.
No.
I didn't either. I didn't pay attention. I don't care. His wife, Emily Blunt, she's in it.
Are they really married?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. She's
cute.
She's from The Jungle Cruise with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Millicent Simmons is in this one. She plays the daughter. She was in Wonderstruck 2017 with Julianne Moore.
Okay.
Noah Jupe is in this one. He was in Wonder with Owen Wilson. I don't know if you saw that movie.
Nope. I have no idea what it's about.
So, like we said, it's a very limited cast in this one. And it has to be this way because the premise of this movie is basically a post-apocalyptic world. Human beings have to live their life in complete silence because of these extraterrestrial beings. I'm saying extraterrestrial. There's no confirmation on that. But these beings, these monsters, are killing anything and everything that's making a sound. These things are hypersensitive to any sound. And it's crazy. It's crazy how they live.
I mean, they're crazy fast, strong, right? Like you said, hypersensitive to hearing. They're big. Mm-hmm. They have like a bloodlust at all times.
Right.
It's like there's no explanation. There's no communication. There's no understanding at all. Right. Like this first movie is really mysterious. At first, I got like I Am Legend vibes, where it's like very confusing. You know, like you don't know what the hell these creatures are, why they are like that. You know.
Right.
Stuff like that. That was the initial feeling, at least.
I like the design of these things. They kind of gave the feeling of the Demogorgons from Stranger Things. They have that type of build, these tall, lanky, bald-headed, cue-ball-looking-ass guys that have weird faces that deform. This one is a little bit more sensitive to sound, and it's funny because John Krasinski played the monster. He was in a motion-captured suit.
No kidding.
With added CGI. It was pretty crazy.
Which monster?
Like, the monster.
He just played all of them.
I guess, and they just copied it.
Oh, that's cool.
This movie follows the Abbott family and how they've adjusted to the new world and how they've adjusted to losing one of their kids to one of these monsters. They've developed a system in which they try to make the least amount of noise as possible. They live in a farm, and they go to town from time to time to pick up supplies. supplies and medicine. And, you know, the wife or the mother of this movie, Evelyn Abbott, she's pregnant with another kid, so I can't imagine giving childbirth in a complete silence. But
how irresponsible do you have to be?
To have a kid at that time?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun trying, so...
Yeah, no. It's just like, it's not worth it.
It's a love child.
It's not worth it.
You're creating love.
Like, I wasn't mad. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't mad. I didn't empathize with the family. Mm. I was just like... How irresponsible can you be? You're not just putting your life or your wife's life at risk. You're putting your kid's life at risk too.
Right.
For the sake of a nut.
I mean, maybe they can like
this is like a Jose thing to do.
That is, I do see Jose like, doing that.
Do you see my issue with the movie?
Right. Jose would be a good star.
The guy's an engineer.
Yeah.
And he's dumb enough to get his wife pregnant during a time when you can't make any noise.
Oh yeah. Okay. So first of all, you can't make noise. So that whole experience would have been pretty boring. But for I guess, to defend that action, what are you going to do? You can't watch anything. You can't listen to anything. So, I mean, you're going to have sex, you know? Come on. Like,
oh, yeah, I never say you shouldn't have sex.
Right.
But don't get her pregnant.
Yeah.
Be smarter about it. You know what I'm trying to say? Don't allow all the blood to go down. Be a little smarter. I never said don't have sex.
Right.
Well, come on, bro. You're going to get a girl pregnant. That's a lot. I understand they've built rooms. Like, they have an area where they can, like you said, they can make noise. Fine. They have their little basement, whatever.
They've adjusted.
But you're not going to live there 24/7. So, you're going to get a girl pregnant. I would say, all right, you're going to have to stay here for 9 months. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense to risk your two living grown children for a new baby.
Especially after one of them already died in front of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Does it make sense? Come on.
It's Jim. He can do anything he wants.
No, it's irresponsible.
His other children have adjusted quite nicely. Regan?
Yeah, Regan.
Played by Millicent. She's actually deaf in the movie. She's deaf in real life. So it was her idea to include that last scene, that last sign that John says to her, which I have always loved you. So, which actually made it was a nice little addition.
It was a perfect scene.
But ultimately, I don't know if it was the childbirth, but something leads these monsters, these beings, to the farm, and their family is at risk, and John's character, Lee Abbott, he dies trying to save his family, but he does not die in vain, because they figure out how they can defeat these monsters, and they do so by using Reagan's earpiece.
Yeah. Just the interference with the speaker, with the microphone.
Right.
Caused a very high-pitched sound. Mm-hmm. Obviously, coming out of a speaker makes it extremely, extremely loud. Mm-hmm. Even uncomfortable for the humans.
Right.
But because the creatures are super sensitive, it's not just uncomfortable. It's really painful for them and essentially disrupts everything. They can't really, function.
Yeah.
They have to, hide and run away, you know. So it's a great defense mechanism, but
right.
Given that they had him in an enclosed area, I think in the basement, they were able to shoot him.
Yeah.
While he was experiencing this pain, and it was that perfect ending, I thought. That was a great ending to show, all right, we figured it out, and now from here on forth, we have some power. We have some way to make progress as the human race.
Right.
It was a good, I liked the ending.
It was cool. I liked it. I didn't like the fact that now the movie left you with, kind of a cliffhanger because of that sound, because they were able to kill that one monster played by John. That attracted all these other monsters. So at the end, you see all these other monsters coming and rushing the farm.
Right.
And it kind of just leaves you like that. And it's like, okay, yeah, it was hard to kill one, so I can't imagine the other ones. Yeah, you do have this kind of defense.
Yeah.
This was weapon against these guys, but it's like, man, it's going to be pretty tough. I don't see a lot of shotgun shells in that family, so I don't know. I just didn't like that. But ultimately, it was a good movie. I like the concept of this movie. You know, the original script in this one didn't have a lot of dialogue. In fact, the original script included just one piece of dialogue in the whole film. After John and some of the writers came onto this project, you know, they decided that was a little bit too
limited.
So, at the end, they did beef up those numbers, and it had about 25 lines of dialogue, which isn't a lot still.
It's not.
I think it's designed that way, and I think it's very ambitious to make a movie that way.
Correct.
It's very cool. I like that. I like the whole concept of it. It was really cool.
I respect the idea, and I respect the ambition. The movie, even though it only has 25 lines, you don't come out thinking, wow, I wish they would have talked more. You know, no, you appreciate the entire experience, what it entails, and the obvious reasons why there was only 25 lines.
Right.
It didn't feel forced. It didn't feel boring. It was done very well.
You know, the executives at Paramount considered sliding this movie into the Cloverfield universe.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, but John and some of the writers decided against it, so... They wanted to make this its own project, which I'm not too mad about. I enjoy this franchise as it is. How it would have fit into the Cloverfield, I'm not sure. I don't know. Would have been interesting, but you know, again, I'm not mad at the decision. I'll take.
Oh no, at all. I mean, it would have been awesome. I only say that because I do genuinely enjoy those movies, because like they're all canon, but none of them have anything to do with each other. You know, they're all completely different storylines, different settings. Like, they have one in space. It's the Cloverfield Paradox.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught that on Netflix. And it's just the way they got into the story. Like, they added more and more details. And they have one where the girl's stuck in the basement. You know, the 1, 2, 3. The bunker.
Yeah. John Goodman.
Yeah, with John Goodman. Correct. Another movie with a limited cast. You know, and so I really enjoy that. When it's done well, it's like it keeps me hooked. And the Cloverfield universe, one of those. A Quiet Place does that also the same. So I guess I could have understood if they wanted to, but, you know, like you said, it does not bother me that they chose to make it independent.
Right.
But, yeah.
I feel like it's funny that you mentioned when movies like that, because it really puts an emphasis on the acting, and you did mention this a little bit earlier.
Yep.
You know, when it's very limited, like, these guys really have to step up their game, and I feel like the acting in this movie was done very well.
Oh, top notch. I like the daughter, the son, the couple. I mean, I have to admit, Krasinski and Emily Blunt, it's not hard to have chemistry as wife and husband when you're in real life.
True,
But aside from that, the emotional moments, you know, between the parent and child felt just as natural, even though they're not really parent and child. So for that, I give them full credit. To me, it was top-notch acting for a movie like this.
Emily Blunt actually got the pregnancy scene in the bathtub in one take. It was done very well, so I think the fact that she got it done in one take says a lot.
Real pregnancy also would want to be done in one take as well.
Yeah.
Man, nobody wants to be in labor for 3 days.
So IMDb gave this one a 7.5. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 96%. Film Purgatory score, I'm not going first this time.
That's pretty high. 96, a little ridiculously high. I enjoy this movie. I will give it an 8.
I'm a Paul Abdul that shit. 8.5. I don't know. It's just I like the concept, you know? I like originality. And, I don't know. I liked it. I felt like it was executed very well.
It was. That's why I give it an 8, to be honest. Because, you know, I enjoyed the movie, but it didn't blow me away the way it did for other people. A lot of people came out of this... And you'd swear it was like the best thing since toilet paper, the way people reacted. So to me, I did not get that feeling. Again, enjoyable, worth watching. The originality is what pushes it to 8, honestly, for me.
So The Quiet Place 2 was done in 2020. Thriller sci-fi directed by John Krasinski again. Some names added to this list. Cillian Murphy, he's from the Peaky Blinders show.
And many Nolan movies, as we've mentioned before.
That's right. Jaimon Hansu. He's that guy.
We keep mentioning him.
He's like in everything, but like, I feel bad for him, you know? Because like, he's never like a leading role. I don't think he's ever designed to be like a leading role.
Maybe he doesn't want it. Maybe he's like fine with his little side roles. Because they're not hard. Think about it. They're not difficult. And I'm sure he gets a nice paycheck. You know? He doesn't have to worry about crazy paparazzi. Yet he's probably still recognizable, you know? Like, people would make him turn around and be like, oh, that's that actor.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you see this guy, you'd be like, oh my god, he was from that so and so. No, most notably from, like, Blood Diamond.
Yeah. Blood Diamond and Gladiator.
Right? Gladiator, yeah.
It's funny because he doesn't look much older. That guy doesn't really age.
Yeah. Might be a vampire. I don't know.
Maybe.
What happens in this one? This one follows the same family, same Abbott family, but, like, in a different perspective. This is after the events of what happened at the end of the first one.
Yeah.
The farm. It gives you a little bit of a prequel. What happened before...
more backstory.
Yeah, backstory on how it came to be to this post-apocalyptic world and how these monsters came to be.
Right. I want more information. And it could be the third one goes deeper into the origin. Mm. Like you said, we're not sure. Mm-hmm. So it could be that they go deeper into the origins, what happened. Maybe there's more story to this than we know. You know, and I would appreciate that if they were to go like a more horror route, like a little more of a horror, less drama for the third one. I would appreciate it, but I would understand that after two movies, you know, why what is it? Don't fix what's not broken.
Exactly.
So I can understand if they don't.
Right.
But I would really love a nice little fix, scarier monsters. You know, origins. Where do they come from? Are they man-made?
Shit.
Or were they brought here by man?
That'd be interesting,
right? Really think of the kind of story you can go with anything that's involving non, you know, real, like fiction, sci-fi, monster type stuff.
You know, John actually started writing this movie even before he knew he was going to direct this movie. So as soon as he finished the first one, he was like already working on this one, which is funny because like he was hesitant to be part of the horror genre. He felt like it was a little bit out of his range. But I feel like when you have these celebrities going out of their comfort zone, and we've seen it multiple times, Jordan Peele's a really good example. You know, he got out of the skit genre and he got into the horror. There's a lot of possibilities.
Yeah.
You know, so I do like the fact that John took a stab at it. And I felt like he's done pretty well in the first two movies, so I think it's gone well. But I'm excited to see more.
Correct.
What's to come. Hopefully the third one is good enough.
Yeah, but I want more, like I said, I want more lore. I need more story, because the second one kind of just felt like a mirror of the first. Just like, okay, they got to fight more monsters. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. They just have to fight more monsters, and, you know, the story was pretty simple. Okay, they're leaving their farm. Now they're leaving their safety to go find a community, to go find people, which is understandable. Not that I don't like the story, but in the end, the hook is the same. Oh, monsters, be quiet, fight the monsters. Mm-hmm. And so that, to me, like, it was no longer original, quote unquote. And, like, the first one overshadowed that to me. It's like, it's the best because it was the first. The second one, okay, good, but not better than the first. And now the third one, you got to do something. For me, again, that's just my bias. You know, I need a little bit more story to keep me entertained and not rely on the monsters.
They do find sanctuary on this island, and that's where this community is at. And I guess these things can't really swim, so it does work out. But ultimately, it's like you said, they find a way on this island, they start killing everybody, and they have to figure out how to kill this thing. And they use the same tactic, basically.
The same tactic.
Speaker and earpiece.
Right. Which is why I say it feels like a mirror. I mean,
right.
Which sounds mean, because they did advance the story. Again, I'm not going to take that away from them. But that last, you know, that third act felt... just felt regurgitated. I need something new. I need something newer to keep me hooked into this lore.
Mm. I do appreciate the effort put into making this movie. I know there were a lot of ASL professionals coming in to guide the cast and to help out. I think there was an interpreter for Millicent. IMDb gave this one a 7.2 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 91%. It's not much of a drop-off. I think Film Purgatory score, I gave it a 7. I would have to agree... this falls into the category of one of these films where, like, the second one did not do better than the first one.
Right.
And I feel like, I'm hoping the third one might do something well, but unfortunately, we have no information as of now.
We do have a preliminary title. It's called A Quiet Place Day One, which is why I get the feeling that maybe they do a little bit of an origin.
They have to.
Right. I'm hoping.
Right.
But... you never know. Day one could be day one of, like...
Them fighting back.
It could be for many things. A misinterpretation could cause us to have a bias. And that's for me. Like, maybe I'm misinterpreting it, but the way... I guess maybe because I'm hoping is, like, an origin. But, again, I would not be mad if they fight back instead of waiting, you know, for these monsters to come and then fighting some way, panicking, and losing half their communities to kill a couple of them. Instead, they go and they make the noise. They fight them, you know. They use weapons that... they know that the monsters won't kill them. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of those efficient type of tactics. Not running and running and running, losing everybody, and then finally you kill them.
Hmm.
You know, so we can fight back. That'd be cool. Day one of the revolution. Fuck these monsters.
I I'd be interested in them including more monsters. Maybe more monsters come in. Like, if they're gonna fight back, then all right, fine. These monsters come in. It's like, okay, yeah, we're gonna call people too.
Like different looking ones.
Different looking ones, different attacks. That'd be a lot more interesting to me. You know, it's a lot more interesting about fighting because, like you said, another movie with the same thing.
What I think would be cool, and they could take advantage of, is if finally they have military come in, and the military reveals, like, oh, we have so many more tactics to fight back, but hey, by the way, we have these, and they're like, what the hell is that? Oh, you haven't met those yet. And then it's like, oh, we have the ones that actually shoot this and fight back with this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Different lore where they have abilities or they different ways of attacking.
Right.
And it could be like, those are the real, you know, big kahunas. And the ones you've been fighting are actually like the pawns to just scope the area. Like the scouts.
Okay.
To just like come back with information and okay, whatever.
Shit, that'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy. You know, I would love something like that because now we have more action. It's not just drama. We have actual action, military stuff like that. I would enjoy this.
I feel like I'm excited, but we'll see. We'll see what direction this movie takes, this franchise takes.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's good.
I can see a series on this, actually. Nice. I think John Krasinski has what it takes to kind of write a spinoff series for something like this.
Pretty cool. Fucking badass.
I will watch it.
Hey, shit. Both these movies are on Paramount Plus. Premium subscription.
Not to the max.
I went to see Beast with Idris Elba.
Right. Oh yeah, it just came out.
I feel like Idris is like, I'm so indifferent about him. Like, he hasn't done anything that I love, and he hasn't done anything that I hate. He's just there.
The thing is, I recently, it's been a few months, but I did watch The Wire from beginning to end, and even he wasn't in the whole show. But he played a significant part for a few seasons, and I really enjoyed that role for him. I thought he did really good. As much as I criticize these movies, he was technically good. A limited role, but in the Thor movies. I forgot the name of his character, but he plays the guy who guards like the portal that sends you to the different realms.
Heimdall,
yeah. Very powerful. And I think he was also in Consideration. I don't know, maybe my memory's failing me, but to be the 007, to be the next one. I could see him doing that because he's really British. So I would definitely appreciate that. I like him, I don't love him. But I like, he's one of those actors that if he gets a good role, a new role, it'll excite me to see, you know, what he has in store.
I was not excited about this one, this movie.
Looked a little corny.
It was a little corny.
Okay.
This movie also starred Charlto Copley.
Oh yeah, he was from District 9.
District 9.
I remember him.
I don't want to be an actor, but I'm an actor. He didn't want to be an actor, remember? We talked about it in District 9. And then he ended up being an actor.
That's funny.
Yeah. I don't know. This movie was... I wasn't really interested in this one because it just seemed very basic. You know, I didn't see a lot of substance in the trailers. It was just going to follow a lion. And that's essentially what it was. You know, there's these poachers and this lion wants to take revenge and he's going after everybody and anything. Like, this lion is killing shit. Like,
he's on a rampage.
He's just mad, you know?
Okay. But so, was he giant? Like, was it a giant lion? Or was it just a normal lion?
People were saying, like, I'm sorry, but, like, in the movie, it was saying, like, oh, this lion is a fucking beast, you know? He's a devil. No, it's a regular lion, dude. He was just mad. He's, a rampant lion. So, the CGI was fine. Like, the lions were cool. He looked cool.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, especially, I'm not gonna ruin it, but, like, at the end, like, there was this, like, fighting scene, which included Idris Elba fighting off a lion, which, let's face it, you know, because that's like Fast and Furious type shit, physics, or Fast and Furious logic.
He'll be cast in the next one.
Yeah. Ultimately, this movie wasn't all that, but it did have some pretty exciting parts. I will admit, there were some jump scares that actually got me, and it's pretty hard to get me, so it was... It was pretty entertaining in that sense. I would give it a 5.5 out of 10. I feel like I'm being generous because I'm really big into the story, and this story is not there. But it is entertaining. I feel like the acting could have been better. It just, I guess he kind of stole the show. This is another movie that says very limited casting, you know, so I don't know.
But no substantial story, like you said, just a lion on a rampage and they gotta fight him.
That's it. I told you the whole story right there. Right. Like there's nothing to it.
That's fair. I can accept that. I am a sucker for movies with like giant animals, like for example, Anaconda, you know what I'm saying, or the Godzilla movies, the Meg, any shark movie really.
Right.
I love any of those giant animal movies where there's like a survival. I watched them growing up with a sci-fi, so when I first saw the trailer, I was like, okay, cool, another movie that I may watch. But it doesn't seem like the lion is anything special. It's just a...
It really isn't.
It's just a lion.
It's a regular size lion.
He's just a mad lion.
He's just mad. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess I won't be checking it.
I mean, like, it's understandable why he's mad, you know? He's like, yo, these guys are... I'm tired of this shit, you know? So I get it, but it's like, relax, okay? Just chill out. Not my cup of tea, but whatever. It's playing in theaters. Watch it, don't watch it. From Purgatory. I don't know. So next week it took some convincing.
Oh, disaster.
But I finally got you. Finally got you to agree to Disaster Week.
Disaster. Hopefully the episode is not a disaster. No, I'm just
Well, I don't know, because we have a special guest and it might be a disaster now that I'm thinking about it.
Damn. Don't let him hear that.
But it's all right. It's all right. We're going to have a special guest on this one. We're going to need some help because there's a lot of good movies. There's a lot of topics we can get into. A lot of different perspectives. It's going to be interesting. It's an exciting episode, I feel. But that's going to do it, guys. We really appreciate all the support and all the feedback. If you liked today's episode or have ideas for future episodes, definitely get in contact with us. You can reach us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Our username is FilmPurgatory or Film_Purgatory.
Please make sure to turn on all notifications on your streaming services so you know as soon as we drop the latest episode.
Thanks again, guys, and we'll see you